in order to help the farmers who sold us food at sensible prices, which we could afford, or when we say which we could afford, which the Jewish organizations, including the Joint Distribution Committee, which happened to supply the funds for it, because the OSE at one time was financed by the Russians. Then after the revolution, when it moved to Germany and when Einstein was president, it was financed by German Jews. And of course, after the end of German Jewish life in the beginning of World War II, that was the end of such financing. And while the Rothschilds in Paris were very active, it was obviously beyond the means of one family or two families which still had enough money to do something. And so the United States and especially the American organizations helped in making it possible to pay for all these kids. But of course, with money being scarce and with food being scarce, it was a matter of getting the most food out of the dollar, so to say, to survive. So the older ones among us would go on weekends and help out the local farmers, because their sons had been taken as foreign workers to Germany, and there was no farm labor to be had. If you can imagine how a kid with an average weight of 80 pounds holds down a plow behind two oxen, this gives you an idea as to what it meant to be farming with that kind of body weight in France in the middle of the war. But again, it was an experience.